You suck. There, I said it out loud. Would you actually say that to someone? So why are you saying it to yourself? Because you wouldn't. You wouldn't say that to someone else. At least in almost all cases, but you say it to yourself. Listen, mama, you are going to get it wrong. You are going to mess up, sometimes in a big way. But you're likely forgetting some things. And we're going to talk about those things in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. We're going to unpack, is a life coach just a buzzword? Is it an actual thing? Is a life coach like a therapist or a counselor? And why should I even care? Well, if you're someone who faces challenges or adversity at times, if you struggle with negative self-talk, if you struggle with feelings of overwhelm, if you ever find yourself feeling overlooked or stepped on in relationships, if you want to feel more peace, calm, or joy, well, a life coach is going to be an amazing resource for you. I've officially been in or studying the world of life coaching for nearly 5 years now, but the power of a life coach was something I began uncovering for myself for many years before that. With the kinds of skills you can learn from a life coach, you can create the life you want. You can do that too, no matter what that looks like or where you are right now. And so this is an episode you are not going to want to miss. As a certified life coach, I'm so excited to share just a little bit about what's possible for you too. Let's jump in. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9 who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. All right. Lots is happening here today. So first, I will tell you what a life coach like me isn't going to do for you. And these are three super important things. Now, let me just offer this disclaimer first. I'm sure that there are many different types. I know there are many different types of life coaches. But here's how I was trained. So a life coach like me won't. I've got 5 things that a life coach like me, someone who was trained similarly to the way that I have been trained as a life coach in my process to get certified, a life coach like me won't, 1, give you answers to the questions that you need to ask to move forward. I am not going to give you those answers. I'm going to help you discover those answers. But a life coach like me isn't going to give you answers to the questions. 2, a life coach like me isn't going to let you stop at the surface answers. Those surface answers, those are always the ones that are easy to see. They're the ones that come to mind right away. But those are the answers that don't help. You need the deep ones. You need those deep, deep answers. And so we're not going to let you stop at just those surface answers. When a client gives me those, I keep asking them questions to help them get deeper. That's my job as a life coach. The 3 thing, the 3rd thing that a life coach like me won't do for you is to ask you to do something that they themselves have not done. I coach using the skills that I've learned and I've practiced and continue to practice and use on myself. That's right, I coach myself all the time. It never ends. It doesn't go away. Our brain, our unconscious brain, is always there, always operating, and we always have to be working to take that back, to move things to our conscious brain, to again, not let life happen to us, but to create the life we want. One of the ways I talk about this is the difference between being in the back seat and being in the driver's seat. In the back seat, life happens to you. You're just along for the ride. In the driver's seat, you're deciding where you're going. Now, of course, there's going to be construction. And yes, I live in the state of Michigan, so thinking about driving on roads, I'm forever thinking about construction. It's forever top of mind. How long is it going to take me to get to where I need to go today? Because there's going to be construction. It's just kind of a given. If you're a fellow Michigander, I know you feel my pain. But I have to continue to put myself in the driver's seat, and so do you. And so we do that by practicing. We are forever practicing the skills that we have. I can coach you through the hard work as a life coach because I've done the hard work. I am doing the hard work. One of the things that, as I was in training, that we talked about in my coaching group among coaches who were working on this together, we were practicing coaching one another. We went through the certification process in this small, intimate group to practice the skills that we were learning. But one of the things that we would say is we go first. We go first. Remembering this phrase, what does this mean? You're probably saying, well, remembering this helped myself and my fellow coaches push through the hard emotions, the hard things, because we knew that we'd need to help people like you do this. And so you're going to have to process hard emotions. You're going to have to push through hard things. We know that every single person that we ever help in a role, even a small role as a life coach, even if it's just in a conversation with friends that maybe has come to you for some feedback, we know that we're always going to have to help people use the skills that we've learned. And so we knew that we needed to process these same skills and process the same emotions and use the same skills and put them into motion and experience them. We knew that we were going to have to do that first. And that is hard work. It was hard work. And so sometimes thinking about we go first helped. And I still remind myself of that. I still say that to myself at times, because it makes doing the hard work myself easier, knowing that my hard work is going to make life easier for you when I take you through it because of what I've experienced. The number four thing that a life coach like me won't do is we won't let you take the easy way out, at least not without knowing you're taking the easy way out. Remember, it's the difference between the unconscious brain and the conscious brain. If using your conscious brain, if I feel confident that you're using your conscious brain to take the easy way out, well, that's a choice. That's different. But I'm going to make sure that you're not taking the easy way out without knowing it, with that unconscious brain. Again, you can choose this, but a good life coach will make sure that you know there's more work that needs to be done in order to get the result you're looking for. And so, of course, you could take it or leave it when we tell you that. But as a life coach, I want to be sure that you know that that's what you're doing. And I want to empower and equip you to be able to make choices from a place of understanding and awareness. Those become intentional choices, intent, aware. That's what number four is. And the fifth thing that a life coach like me won't do is I won't tell you what you should do. I'm going to say that again because this is the most important one. I am not, as a life coach, going to tell you what you should do. I'm not going to tell you what I think you should do. And this is so important because I am not you. I do not have your life. I have not had your experiences. I do not have your thoughts. I do not have your wins and your losses and the things you gained from that. And so much more. I have had all of my own experiences. I have my own thoughts. I have the things I've learned through wins and losses, and they're very different. All people are very different. And for that reason, a life coach like me, I'm here to give you the confidence to believe that you have the answers. You have the answers inside yourself. And a good life coach like myself will help you uncover those which sometimes gets done layer by layer. So, if that's some of what a life coach won't do, what then does a life coach do? Well, a life coach like me, I've got five things again for you. A life coach like me will hold space for you. I will believe in you always. There's a lot of times where I will believe in you long before you do. I will hold space for you and hold the processing for you and believe in you and sit and wait for you. I will do all of that. I will believe in yourself. I will believe in you and that you are capable of being your very best self. I will do that. And many, many times I will do that before you do. And that's good. That's what a good life coach does. The second thing I'll do for you is I will believe things are true about you before you will. And this happens because I can see what's possible, because I know what's possible. And largely I know that because of number three above. What we've already talked about, number three said, when we talked about the things that a life coach won't do, we talked about how I go first. I've gone first. And because I've been able to see what's possible in my own life, I know that there are endless possibilities that are available to you too. I know what's possible for you because I've learned what's possible for me. And unless you're not a human like I am, I therefore know what's possible for you and the transformation that's possible to you and for you because I've experienced the transformation firsthand in my own life. It is available to you, transformation. Nothing is off limits when you know how to operate and manipulate, not in a bad way, your own brain. That's where it all starts. So the fourth thing that a life coach will do for you is give you all kinds of love. All the different kinds of love a life coach will give you at one time or another. Sometimes we give you that gentle sort of love, and other times, I'm warning you, other times it's going to be the tough love version. But both are useful and necessary for you. And that's why we're here to give those things to you. That's number four. And number five, a life coach will challenge you. A life coach like me will constantly remind you that you've got to do the work if you want what's on the other side. Another one of my favorite life coach mantras is the only way through is through. And a life coach like me will be there to walk shoulder to shoulder alongside you as you're going through. And it's always easier when you're not walking alone. So with a life coach, you'll learn that you don't have to stay stuck. There's always something that you can control about your circumstances, even if the only thing is your reaction to it through your thoughts and feelings and emotions that come as a result. That was a lot of words, but they were so good. I am actually going to say that entire thing again. With a life coach, you'll learn that you don't have to stay stuck. There is always something you can control about your circumstances, even if the only thing is your reactions to your circumstances through your thoughts and the feelings and emotions that come as a result. I'm going to say it right now. This is a powerful episode. You need to save this one. You need to mark this one. You need to download this one. And there might be a time in life when you're walking through something hard and you need to listen to this one every day, maybe more than once, to remind yourself of what is possible for you. You don't have to stay stuck. A life coach like me will ask you things like, what are the feelings you're having? Are those the feelings you want? And if you tell me no, well, I'm going to ask you, what do you want to feel instead? We'll unpack all those things. And I rattle those off as though they're quick and easy questions to answer. They're not. But then I would ask you, what's the thought that's causing that feeling or emotion? And what do you need to believe? What do you need to think? What thought do you need to have in order to experience the feeling or emotion that you want instead? When you look at a thought and realize, or when you look at an emotion and realize, I don't want to feel this way. This is not a good emotion. I do not want to feel disappointment. I do not want to feel frustration. I do not want to feel sad. Those are all normal human emotions, but you can say, you know what? I want to move away from that. I want to believe something else instead. I want to feel something else instead. And so we have to go back to the thought. But the cool thing is that you create your thoughts when you're in your conscious brain. Lots to think about, right? So those are some of the questions that a life coach like me will ask you. Now, we don't tell you to paint rainbows and sunshine over hard things or bad things. And we won't tell you to pretend that gut-wrenching things aren't painful. They are. They 100% are. Your feelings are always valid. Always. But that doesn't mean they're good ones. And that doesn't mean that they're the ones you have to carry. And so with a life coach, when you identify emotions that you don't want, well, we help you change your thoughts about them. And it takes a long time, right? We don't tell you that this process is going to be easy. In fact, we often tell you this is going to be the hardest work you've ever done. When you decide to spend more time in the driver's seat rather than in the back seat, it's going to require, I will tell you all day long, it's going to require more time and effort than you've ever put into anything. And it's ongoing. But I will also tell you that the view and the places you go from the driver's seat, so much better than being at the mercy of where life as the driver is taking you. So again, we don't tell you to paint rainbows and sunshine over hard things. We won't tell you to pretend that awful, horrible things aren't painful. We won't tell you that you just need to change your thoughts about them and then you'll feel magically all better. No, no, and no. We're not going to do that. But we do remind you that you can feel hard emotions and be okay. They can share the same space. We do help you learn that you can do things even if they feel hard. We do agree with you sometimes that things just flat out suck. But you can embrace the suck, since what else can you do? You're going to keep fighting about it? You're going to keep fighting against it? Thinking that somehow you're going to change the circumstance that is making up that sucky hand of cards that you've just been dealt? So I hope through this brief conversation that you feel encouraged and that through learning how to control your thoughts, you really can control a whole lot about things that have felt so out of your control, maybe, possibly for decades. So the art of life coaching isn't a magic wand, really, but you learn through life coaching how you really have everything you need inside you. A life coach like me is just here to show it to you, to help you uncover it, and to help you rewrite all the things that you've told yourself or have been told about, all the truths that you've told yourself or all the things you've told yourself that are true or that other people have told you are true and are not. We need to rewrite that. We're rewriting stories that you've told yourself, sometimes for decades. When you've been told how you just have to endure, that you just have to accept things as they are. No, no. A life coach is here to help you understand and experience the empowerment that comes when you're not just enduring. That isn't something you have to do. So I think the reason I love being a life coach is because I'm kind of a rebel. I am a rebel. I've always thought things like, who says this is the way things are? Or who says this is true for me? Or who says that's what I have to do? As a rebel, I've always thought things like, I can figure this out. I will find the good. I've thought, I do not have to stay stuck here. I can always move somewhere in my thoughts to get closer to what I want and further away from what I don't. So if you're a rebel, maybe the world of life coaching, or whether you're on the giving, maybe you need to look into becoming a life coach. Maybe you need to be on the giving end, but maybe you just want to be on the receiving end of life coaching. Maybe it would be an amazing fit for you. It might be something to explore. Sometimes I'm amazed at the power I can give people as a life coach. But it's really more about uncovering the power that everybody I help already has. It's about guiding you in finding it. And it's pretty awesome. So that's the world of life coaching from the 1,000-foot view. That's what people like me are here to help you with. Well, after all that, I hope you're feeling inspired. I hope you have an understanding of what a life coach is, but I also hope that you feel inspired in knowing what's possible. So this has really been a great thing to talk about in today's episode, like what is a life coach? Because every Friday, which is tomorrow, I have an Ask a Life Coach episode where I will answer a question that someone sent in to me about something they're stuck on or need help with or can't move past. So in that Ask a Life Coach episode happening next, we'll unpack this from someone in this very audience. We're going to unpack something from someone in this very audience. And here's what we're going to talk about. No one in my family appreciates what I do, and I'm so over it. Have you ever felt this way? It's a common thing. Women who feel alone and overlooked. So we're going to talk about it further in the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast.